Quahoga Aggies play right here. Welcome to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network and the Star Physical Therapy Pregame Show, sponsored in part by Alta Point, Coosa Valley Medical Center, Allen Oil Company, Star Physical Therapy, Marble City Pharmacy, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, Toyota of Sylacauga, Wright Tire and Service, Central Alabama Community College, State Farm Agent Albia Steers, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Edward Jones Agent Jesse Gum, Alabama District 33 State Representative Ben Robbins, Donahue Physical Therapy, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Coosa Valley Recycling, Another Level Cards, Omya, Van Sant Hardware, Sycamore Federal Credit Union, Wharf Casual Seafood, Fair to Midland Gifts and Boutiques, Broadway Spinal Care, First Bank of Alabama, and Sylacauga Pediatrics.
Welcome courtside to the Allen Brew Market scoring table. This is the Star Physical Therapy tip-off show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one. Jeremy Law, Alex Bauman, courtside, Sylacauga, Sweet 16, tipping off in 8.5 minutes against the Elmore County Panthers. The Aggies coming off a blowout win, Alex, over another set of Panthers on Saturday, knocking off Jemison in the sub-regional at home at Douglas Martin Court to advance to yet another trip to the Acadome at Alabama State.
They're wearing shirts with the mantra on it, unfinished business. Tonight, or this afternoon, that's when it all starts. You win the area tournament, you get your final home game against Jemison, you go out with a huge win, you get some of the bench guys to come in and finish out that game. Your starters don't allow Jemison to score in the second half. Today, you have to finish the business to get to the Elite Eight to play Marbury.
The Aggies 28-2 on the season, riding a pretty solid win streak coming in here today against Elmore County. The Panthers on the year, Alex. Nuggets that we need to know. They're 8-19 on the year. I know that doesn't look great, but they may be playing their best basketball right now.
Elmore County, one of the hottest teams coming into this regional tournament. They won their both games in their area tournament, beat Valley and Beauregard. Two teams they lost to in the regular season. Beauregard's game were a lot closer than what it ended up being in the area tournament. And then they ended up playing Booker T. Washington Magnet and blowing them out in the sub-regional round to get to this point. Elmore County, their record, 8-19, but they are playing a lot better than that right now.
Elmore County, coached by Nathan Taylor, one of the better basketball players to ever come through their program and its history. As Sylacauga, coached by Coach Joel Jones, who has been nothing short of magnificent in two seasons, Alex. What do you have it here? They have Coach Jones and Coach Patterson together at 57-6 in two seasons, leading the Aggies.
That's hard to do. I don't care what level you're coaching, little league, middle school, high school, college, NBA. It's hard to get to that record over two seasons, to have the success they've had, and then being 29-0 at home is also extremely difficult to do, and these seniors have done that over the past two seasons.
Aggies warming up on the left side of the floor. You always know who four of the starting five are going to be. They change out Kenson Three, Tristan Webstone, and Corbin Patterson as of late. But what do you know about Elmore County, and what can the Aggies kind of hone in on today?
Elmore County not going to be as athletic as Sylacauga. Sylacauga going to be able to speed them up, get out and run, and do what they did to Jemison in that sub-regional game. Today, you're going to have to lean on the guys that have been in this environment before. You have seven guys on the team that played in this game last year. C.J. Franklin, Josh Spear, Corbin Patterson, Eric O'Neill, KT, Trey Wright, and Whetstone.
It's going to be a big day for the Aggies here at the Acadome. Biggest differences for people listening at home and not able to watch or be in attendance, it's just a much bigger venue. I know that sounds pretty obvious, but you start thinking there's 50 to 100 feet behind each goal. You don't have the depth perception. We've seen some teams that we thought would shoot it well earlier this morning come into here and not shoot it so well, Alex Bauman. And I think it took the Aggies about a half last year against Selma to really get back into the swing of things and the differences in the size of the venues that you get at the high school level.
It is. Being a shooter myself in high school, when you come into these type of gyms, Childersburg has a similar gym where there's people sitting behind the basket. And David McCurley always says teams that never played in that environment, in that type of gym before, do struggle to shoot the ball. In this type of arena. It's difficult to warm up and get comfortable if you haven't been here before. But guys like CJ and Corbin and Eric have shot in this environment and had success here.
Star Physical Therapy tip-off show, Alex Bauman, your keys to the game for the Aggies to get a win.
For Silicon, you're going to have to shoot the ball well. Elmore County has some height. That has been a little bit of an issue for Silicaga this season. So today you're going to have guys like C.J. Franklin, Eric O'Neill, Corbin Patterson, Josh Beer, and even Whetstone, who had a huge three-point shooting start to the sub-regional game, have to space the floor and make those big guys come out and free up Josh Beer down low to eat.
That'll wrap up today's Star Physical Therapy tip-off show. We'll have the Coosa Valley Medical Center starting lineups and the Central Alabama Community College tip-off when we come back. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network, presented by Allen Brew Market, Coosa Valley Medical Center, and Alta Point Health.
A new year brings a fresh start, and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is here to help you begin 2026 on strong financial footing. Whether your goal is building savings, paying down debt, improving your credit, or planning for what's ahead, Coosa Pines offers tools designed to meet you where you are. From savings accounts and certificates to low-interest loan options, members can move forward with confidence. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Cold weather rolls into Alabama. Make sure your home is ready with a reliable American Standard heating system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Sleeping Giant's team of professionals will keep your home warm, efficient, and comfortable all season long. Whether it's a routine tune-up or a complete system upgrade, Sleeping Giant will help you rest easy, knowing your home's in good hands. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Online at sleepinggiantair.com.
At Allen Brew Markets, we're proud to call this community home. Every day, we bring you great service, quality products, and the convenience you deserve. From morning coffee to late-night fill-ups, we're always here when you need us. Allen Brew Markets, your hometown convenience store, your hometown pride. And when it comes to serving our neighbors, we're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah.
Celebrate Silicaga Pride with the S Club. We're a community of former athletes and supporters dedicated to preserving tradition, funding scholarships, and building a strong future for Silicaga High School athletics. From reunions to fundraising, the S Club connects generations of Aggies while giving back to today's student athletes. Be a part of the legacy. Join the Silicaga S Club and help keep Aggie Pride alive. Visit AggieSClubAlumni.com today to sign up and make a difference.
Don't let a stubborn wound keep you from living life to the fullest. At Coosa Valley Wound Care Center in Silicaga, their skilled team specializes in treating chronic and hard-to-heal wounds. They use advanced therapies, including their new hyperbaric oxygen therapy chamber, which delivers pure oxygen to help your body heal faster. No referral is needed. Just call 256-872-7777 to schedule your appointment today. Coosa Valley Wound Care Center. Advanced healing close to home.
Now is the perfect time to start your future at Central Alabama Community College. CAC's next mini term begins March 9th, giving you a fast, flexible way to earn college credit or start a new career path. With campuses in Alexander City, Childersburg, Talladega, and Prattville, CAC offers affordable classes designed to fit your schedule. Don't wait for fall. Get started this spring. Apply online today at cacc.edu. Central Alabama Community College. Central to you, central to your success.
From Radio Alabama Sports, Silicaga Basketball is on the air. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Silicaga Basketball is presented by Alta Point Health. Caring is our calling. Online at altapoint.org. Allen Oil Company of Silicaga. 8 locations serving Central Alabama since 1966. Fuel for your body, fuel for your car. You're all in with Allen. Coosa Valley Medical Center. Quality care close to home. Online at cvhealth.net. Now, here's the voice of the Aggies, Jeremy Law.
Oh, no.
Welcome back courtside as we get set for the Coosa Valley Medical Center starting lineups. Aggies will be called out first. Tip off in just a few minutes. We'll have the starting lineups and today's coin toss, as we'll get those to you as they're called out. PA system in here not as good as the one that we have at Douglas Martin Court. Alex Bauman looks like for the Aggies. It'll be Tristan Whetstone, Corbin Patterson, Josh Spear, Eric O'Neill, and C.J. Franklin. You're starting five, a very athletic version of the Aggies, which is not a surprise. They're going to try to out-athlete Elmore County, especially in the first 16 minutes.
All five guys starting this game played in this game last year for Sylacauga against Selma. Selma, that game came down to the wire, had to have some heroics from Jordan Roberson, who unfortunately has moved on to college, is not here with the Aggies, and Aiden Crow making a layup to get the win over Selma. But all five of these guys and two guys off the bench played huge roles in that game and in the game against Montevallo that helped get Sylacauga to Birmingham.
We also know that Elmore County does have a little size, so we will roll with Whetstone and Spear for Elmore County. Seth McGee, Holden Hines, Gage Davis, DeMarcus Rogers, and then Wes King, along with, let's give you those for Elmore County again, McGee, Hines, Davis, Rogers, and Wes King, your starting five for Elmore County. Panthers in white, trimmed in maroon. Aggies in the road red uniform, Sylacauga in cursive across the chest. Aggies on the back of the jerseys in white, numbers in black, trimmed in white. Uniforms with a black and white stripe down the side of the shorts. Aggies will move right to left from our vantage point to start Elmore County, left to right. Rogers to jump it off against Franklin. We await the referee to step into the circle. Your Central Alabama Community College tip ball, basketball in the air, won by Franklin. And the Aggies get it first, and here we go. Franklin into the front court for the Aggies. Corbin Patterson at the left wing. Elmore County working in a zone. CJ to Corbin. Open three. Patterson got it. Off the jump of Marble City Pharmacy, three, and the Aggies lead it 3-0. Davis lost it from behind. Picked up by O'Neill on the sideline. Aggies force a turnover. Patterson driving, working the baseline. Corbin hopping in the air, kicking off to CJ. Whetstone, right side, three, no good. Rebound knocked around. Chased down by Spear. Over to Eric O'Neill. Now it's Corbin Patterson slowing down at the top. Remember, there's a different three line here as Whetstone in the corner again. No good. Rebound chased down by Elmore County. They'll grab it on the baseline. You have the college three and the high school three here, and a couple of those Aggies shot from the college line, Alex.
Easily confused for the high school players trying to shoot from the college line. You don't want to fall for that trick in this gymnasium.
Davis circling around the top. Aggies lead at 3-0 first quarter. Brought to you by Donahue Physical Therapy. It's Davis working with the left hand. 6:40 to play in the first. Taken away on the baseline by CJ. Fighting for it. Had it knocked out of his hands and last touched by Seth McGee. It'll be Aggie basketball.
Two offensive possessions for Elmore County. Two turnovers for Elmore County. Sylacauga defensive pressure has done that all year to teams. Did it to Jemison in the sub-regional game. The Aggie defense is suffocating.
Patterson in the front court. CJ back to Corbin. Same spot. Corbin again. Good. 6 points for Patterson. Timeout. Elmore County will stay here as two threes from beyond the arc for Patterson. And Sylacauga up early, Alex.
Jeremy, I think it has to do with the game day graphic. Corbin Patterson was the game day graphic for Sylacauga today. He comes in, knocks down the first 6 points for the Aggies.
6-0 lead. What have you seen from Elmore County? How quickly do they get out of this zone? And how about the Aggie defense has already forced two turnovers here in the first 2 minutes?
Elmore County has dug themselves a hole going down 6-0. If Sylacauga keeps that defensive pressure up, making shots allows them to get into this press that has given so many teams fits all season long that Elmore County might get away from them soon.
6-0, good guys with the lead. Davis gets it into Hines. Full court pressure for the Aggies. Davis weaving in and out of traffic, driving, stripped away by Whetstone. And then Tristan wanted the call to go off of the knees of Gage Davis. Instead, it'll be Elmore County basketball. Baseline right, bucket to Davis's left. CJ went for the steal. Out beyond the arc to Davis, 22 feet from the rim. Rogers calling for it, in between the circles, gets it. McGee right wing. It was Holden Hines, who is the big man for Elmore County, with it on the right wing now. Hines stuck with it. Josh pulled out from beyond the basket, close to a 5-second count. Got it off to McGee. McGee nowhere to go. Aggies lead it 6-0. Davis on the take. The drive blocked by Patterson. Picked up by Spear.
Outside of that drive, Elmore County did not touch the paint that entire possession.
Patterson, another one well short. Heat check for Corbin as that one ends up out of bounds. That one not as open as the first two. DeMarcus Rogers sits down for Elmore County. Asher Justice will check in, wearing a brace on the left knee. Hines makes the catch. Now to Rogers. McGee, jab step, drive, right into the chest of Spear. Got a tough shot to go off the window. 6-2 your score. 5:13 to go in the Donahue Physical Therapy first quarter.
Silicaga gambled for a steal. C.J. Franklin did. Let his guy drive right by him because of that and had no backside help.
Elmore County again dropping back in his own defense. Eric O'Neill driving, kicking. Three from the corner, Spear. No good. Aggies 2-for-5 from beyond the arc. But all their points coming from three. 6-2, Aggies on top. Elmore County going to slow it down. Davis had it poked away by O'Neill. Got it back. Fires it into the corner. Key driving, missing the shot. Rebound Patterson. Left the layup short. Patterson already running it ahead. Patterson clearing traffic, cutting in and out. Franklin will drive, put it in the corner to O'Neill. Lost his dribble, and they'll say he traveled. Well, I never thought O'Neill had possession.
I don't think he did either.
They got him for a walk in the corner. Davis trapped at midcourt. Fires it back to Key. Driving is Justice. Cut off. Wild shot. No. Rebound. Justice got it himself. Stuck on the baseline. Fight for it. Spear took it away. Josh ripped it away from Elmore County. C.J. Franklin moving right to left in red. C.J. cut off by Davis. Back to the top to Elo. Swinging it left wing. Patterson. The Aggies going to slow it down with 3:50 to go in the first. Your score is 6-2. This is right where Elmore County really wants this. A slow pace of play. Eric stepping through the defense. Fires it to Franklin. Far corner. Back to Eric. Right key. Patterson trying to get inside. The Aggies can't. Eric fires a three. Rattles it in.
Silicaga has not been able to get the ball into the high post or the low post. Hasn't been a problem for the Aggies, though, up 9-2.
9-2, Aggies with the lead. Up by 7 in the first quarter. 3:19 to go in the first. King pulls it across. Hines got it into the corner. Justice for three. Missed everything. Loose ball on the floor. Eric picks it up. The Aggies will run. And CJ tried to throw it away into the front court and had it knocked out of bounds by Davis, who jumped the pass. It'll be Aggie basketball to inbound across from us at the scoring table. 9-2, Aggies on top, Franklin right side. Patterson moving traffic with his right hand, gets the call from Coach Jones. Now it's Eric O'Neill on the left wing. Not much inside game happening for the Aggies, but here we go. Good backdoor cut from Whetstone after a nice catch from Josh at the free throw line.
It's crazy what can happen when you feed the high post. It draws the defender's eyes on the bottom of that zone, and it allows Whetstone to slip backdoor.
Driving McGee. Lost it. Got it. Back. Now the Aggies running for it to C.J. Franklin. Tucking it. Going up. Lefty layup. No. Justice driving the baseline for Elmore County. Stopping. Hopping in the air. Feeding it off into the corner. McGee thought about a three. Pulled it down. Now it's Davis right key. Backs it off with 2:13 to go in the first. 11-2. Aggies lead it. McGee, and then a foul away from the ball. Let's see if they get this on. They get that on Josh Spear?
They did.
He was tangled up with Hines, so an off-ball foul, the first foul of the first quarter.
Benefits the Aggies. They're playing an aggressive style of defense, and the refs have let them play.
Hines making the catch on the inbounds. Davis making the catch free throw line. Driving with the left. Got it to go. Got to watch Gates Davis, the Elmore County quarterback. He's going to be their main guy if they hang in this game. Patterson in the Aggies. Now it's Eric in the corner to Josh. Back to O'Neal. Open three. Eric. Good. Aggies with 12 from beyond the arc, and we lead it 14-4, Marble City Pharmacy 3.
Two guys that have been in this gym before, Corbin and Eric O'Neal, having success early on for the Aggies.
Underneath, layup, good. They broke the press. Justice gets an easy bucket for Elmore County. To 11-6, CJ to Eric. Back to the top to Franklin. Aggies lead it by 8, a minute to go, well, a minute and some change, 7 in the first. O'Neal driving, shot at the rim, friendly roll, drops in.
How about Eric O'Neal? He's had a quiet past couple of games for the Aggies, and early on he is asserting himself, trying to get the Aggies to the Elite Eight.
16-6. Justice driving again, stopping underneath the bucket. Off to Davis, left key, well beyond the arc with 38 seconds to go. McGee faking a three, cut off by Franklin. Hines calling for it down low. Whetstone banging down there. As Whetstone comes up with the steal, he is on the floor with it, and a jump ball will be Elmore County basketball.
Tristan Whetstone fronting Hines, not allowing him to get a clean catch. Sylacauga did that against Jemison. Jemison tried to do that numerous times to the Aggies, and the Aggies didn't let it happen, but maybe twice that entire basketball game.
Davis baseline left. The bucket's to his right. He'll throw it deep. Backcourt. Franklin's going to come up with a loose ball. CJ hopping past the defense and laying it in.
What a move from CJ Franklin.
18-6. Aggies by 12. 17 seconds to go. Elmore County holding for the final shot. King whips it into the corner. Justice going down the right side of the lane, spinning and got fouled, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. The first trip to the free throw line and here in the first quarter. It'll be Elmore County for two at the stripe. Kenson three will come in. That's one foul on Whetstone, one foul on Spear. So no big men in foul trouble for the Aggies. No fouls on Elmore County in the first quarter. That's probably right. Didn't see him commit one, did you?
Not at all.
A lot of wide open looks for the Aggies. As the first one is good. It's 18-7. KT came in. Whetstone came out. Justice now has 4 points for Elmore County. Aggies with 7 seconds to go. It'll be Patterson to work it up. Patterson playing with 6 points. CJ fires a three. Well short. Davis picks it up. Full court heave will be short, and we will go to the second quarter. Leading by 10, 18-8. Your score after one. We'll be back in 60 seconds. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
A new year brings a fresh start, and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is here to help you begin 2026 on strong financial footing. Whether your goal is building savings, paying down debt, improving your credit, or planning for what's ahead, Coosa Pines offers tools designed to meet you where you are. From savings accounts and certificates to low-interest loan options, members can move forward with confidence. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. federally insured by NCUA.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Albia Steers in Sylacauga. From auto and home to life insurance, Albia Steers and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Albia Steers understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step, from quotes to claims. Trust in a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. Call or click for a quote today.
Start of the second quarter. Aggies with the basketball and a 10-point lead, leading it 18-8 at Alabama State.
Elmore County already out of the 2-3 zone. Exactly what Sylacauga feasts on.
Patterson, another three, short, rebound, controlled by the Aggies, saved by the Aggies. Eric O'Neill firing it back in. Patterson on the left side of the floor. Aggies playing in the road Cardinal uniforms. And it feels like they always do when they get up here, being in Area 8. Right side, Eric. Aggies slowing it down, 7:22 to go in the second quarter. Here at the Acadome, O'Neill sizing up the defender, driving past King, kicking it into the corner, and Eric walks before the pass as CJ knocked down the three. Elmore County trailing by 10 with the basketball. King brings it across. Davis, left key, driving. Davis, again, scooping it in with a right. Finished on the left, finished on the right. Davis has 4 of the 10 for Elmore County.
Way too easy. Eric O'Neill lets him drive right past him. Doesn't beat him to the spot. If you're going to stop guys driving to the basket, have to beat him to the spot and cut him off.
Aggies playing a man defense now against Elmore County. Corbin driving, kicking to KT. Back cross court, Eric O'Neill, open three, no. Rebound, KT underneath. Kinson didn't get it to go on the putback. Yankees don't need to get three happy, Alex. They are a team that plays at the rim.
Not at all. I would say 90% of their shots have been from the three-point line. They had a lot of success when they fed Josh Beard in the high post.
Davis, good defense from O'Neill that time. Didn't let him by. CJ running it up. Franklin got fouled. Didn't make the shot, but to the Coosa Valley Medical Center free throw line we go. It'll be CJ Franklin.
Man, that's hard to defend without fouling. CJ Franklin races down the court, and then when he gets to that free throw line, he slows down and kind of hops his way to the basket. Hard to stop that as a defender.
CJ got the first. Rogers going to check out. Hines will check back in for Elmore County. The Aggies with KT, Eric, Josh, CJ, and Patterson on the floor. 19-10. CJ missed the second. The lead stays at 9 for now. Davis ahead to Justice, driving under the bucket. He traveled, no whistle. KT saved it on the baseline, though, and the Aggies will get it nonetheless. 19-10, Aggies on top. Franklin makes the catch in front of us. Back to Patterson. Far side, Corbin, who has 6 points in the first half. CJ, quarterback on quarterback. Back to Patterson. Aggies trying to set up the offense. In the corner to O'Neill. Driving, Eric. Got stuck in the air. Puts a wild shot off the backboard and really no reason to take that one. He's on the other side. Justice quickly on the other side, kicking it off. They thought about a three with King. The Aggies take it away out into the front court. CJ layup, good. Oh, that's how fast things can change as Elmore County calls a timeout. And Elmore County wants a foul call. He called a timeout. Tough to blame him on that one. As Coach Nathan Taylor for Elmore County not happy. As Sylacauga opens up its biggest lead of the game, Alex, 21-10, here with a 30-second timeout.
It's been three-pointers in defense. Sylacauga getting 4 three-pointers from Corbin and Eric, 2 each for those guys. And now C.J. Franklin getting involved. When you have C.J. Franklin, Eric, and Corbin playing the way they're playing right now on both ends of the court, Sylacauga's tough to beat.
21-10, 5:07 to go, second quarter. Aggies stay with their five as well, does Elmore County. Neither team's going to really play more than seven in this game, Alex.
And that's tough in this environment because you're going 100 miles an hour, all gas, no brakes.
It's also hot. Should have been a double dribble. Step back two, missed it. Spear gobbles in another rebound, his third of the game. Aggies been good on the glass, even with the height deficit. 21-10. Aggies trying to extend the lead, second quarter. Patterson to Eric, right wing. Back overhead pass to Patterson. Directs traffic with a head nod. CJ in the corner. Spear, open three. No good. Rebound, KT. Went to the floor with it. They'll get it with a walk, even though Hines kind of led him to the floor.
But KT's come in and give Sylacauga a lot of good minutes, attacking the glass, getting rebounds. That would have been his second offensive rebound.
Well, the Aggies have hit some threes, but the percentage not good right now. Just about, what, 33% or so. Davis blocked by O'Neal. Loose ball on the floor. Josh came up with it. Got to get rid of it. The jump ball, that should be a foul. Or did Aggies get a timeout? The Aggies did get a timeout. And we'll take 1-2. 21-10, your score midway through the second quarter. Aggies lead it by 11 over Elmore County.
You care about people, it shows. And at Alta Point Health, they believe that kind of heart deserves a place to shine. They're hiring for a variety of positions in Clay and Talladega counties, including licensed therapists, LPNs, and direct support professionals. Some jobs are remote, and others don't require experience to get started. They offer good pay, strong benefits, and a real chance to grow in your career. If you've been waiting for something meaningful, text AltaJobs to 97211.
A new year brings a fresh start, and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is here to help you begin 2026 on strong financial footing. Whether your goal is building savings, paying down debt, improving your credit, or planning for what's ahead, Coosa Pines offers tools designed to meet you where you are. From savings accounts and certificates to low-interest loan options, members can move forward with confidence. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Back court side, 3:58 to go, second quarter. Aggies with the basketball after a timeout. Franklin with it, with an 11-point lead. Looking to advance to the Elite Eight. Franklin kicking to O'Neal. Eric working the right side. It's KT at the top. In the corner, Franklin rising, firing, connecting for three. The fifth three of the first half puts the Aggies up by 14. That's why you keep shooting the three ball, Alex.
It is. C.J. Franklin, quiet in the first quarter, has announced himself in the second quarter to Elmore County and all the fans here.
Holtzclaw coming to the scoring table. He'll check in at the next dead ball. McMillan in for the Aggies. Davis underneath, missed it. Rebound, KT. Now it's McMillan ripping it away from KT and the Aggies with a 14-point lead and the basketball. Patterson playing point, taking a high screen, trying to get past the defender, stopping, feeding McMillan, slinging it to KT. Kinson on the kick, Patterson for three, it's on target, and it is good.
How about these Aggies, man? They've been shooting the three ball well since the area tournament started, and continuing it in a new environment.
27-10. At the top, Hines for Elmore County. Now over to Davis, who has six of their 10. Overhead feed, KT fighting for it. KT will come up with it. Over to CJ in the front court. Franklin around the defense, got it. Aggies by 19 with 2 minutes to play in the second quarter.
Thought there should have been a foul there too. CJ Franklin at the rim has been unstoppable thus far.
King works it across to Davis. Davis on O'Neal, stopping, right elbow, scooping it with the left and makes a miraculous shot. Flipped it up with a left hand from 10 feet, Alex.
That's like a shot you shoot in horse. I don't know how Davis got that off.
With a defender covering him as well. CJ driving the left side. Got around the defender. Lost the ball on the way up, and it's in the hands of Gage Davis with a 17-point lead. Davis picks up his dribble, feeds it off to Justice. Again, Justice playing with a knee brace, trying to get around Patterson. Stopping, giving it off. Open three. King got it. 29-15. Their first shot from beyond the arc. Their first three attempt goes in. The lead back down to 14. Elmore County on a 5-0 run. Patterson stopping. Cut off. Spinning underneath. McMillan missed the bunny. Got it back. Back off to KT. Driving. Shooting. Kinson. No. Rebound tapped out. Controlled by Justice in Elmore County. They're trying to go on a little run. Justice underneath. Fouled and one.
From the fouls they haven't called in this game, that might be the weakest foul call I've seen. C.J. Franklin got hammered multiple times going to the basket down here and no whistle. Eric O'Neill goes vertical, and there's a foul.
Three new bodies in for the Aggies. Spear, Trey, and Jeshua. Corbin, Sarayan, and KT checking out. Well, 44.9 to go. Elmore County's on a 7-0 run. Trying to make it 8 at the free throw line. Missed it. Rebound, Trey Wright. Holtzclaw gives it off to Franklin with 38 seconds to go. CJ meeting Davis on a 5-second count as Franklin. Breaking the count with 26 seconds to go. Down into the corner. Now is Spear working inside. Kicking it off to Holtzclaw. Jeshua shooting. Scoring is Holtzclaw.
What confidence from Jeshua Holtzclaw. Comes in the game immediately. His first offensive possession. Catches the ball. Takes one dribble. Pulls up in the mid-range. That's confidence for the young guy.
Davis attacking and threw it off of Holtzclaw. Out of bounds. Clock stopped at 4.4 to go. King will put it in from the baseline. Aggies by 14. They get it into Davis with 4 with 3. Now it's Hines. Here's a 3 at the buzzer. No good. And the Aggies will go to the locker room with the 14-point lead. 31-17, your score. We'll be back with the Star Physical Therapy halftime show. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Celebrate Sylacauga Pride with the S Club. We're a community of former athletes and supporters dedicated to preserving tradition, funding scholarships, and building a strong future for Sylacauga High School athletics. From reunions to fundraising, the S Club connects generations of Aggies while giving back to today's student athletes. Be a part of the legacy. Join the Sylacauga S Club and help keep Aggie Pride alive. Visit AggieSClubAlumni.com today to sign up and make a difference.
When cold weather rolls into Alabama, make sure your home is ready with a reliable American Standard heating system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Sleeping Giant's team of professionals will keep your home warm, efficient, and comfortable all season long. Whether it's a routine tune-up or a complete system upgrade, Sleeping Giant will help you rest easy, knowing your home's in good hands. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Online at sleepinggiantair.com.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
When injury slows you down, trust Todd Malone and the caring team at Star Physical Therapy. As owner and lead physical therapist, Todd has built a reputation for helping patients recover quickly, safely, and with confidence.
Hardware is not the business of guessing. They sell you what you need, not what someone else thinks you should have. That is why builders, farmers, and project managers have trusted them for over 50 years. Located on Highway 280 in Sylacauga, they take pride in great service, deep product knowledge, and getting you in and out without the runaround. Van Zandt Hardware is a proud supporter of Sylacauga, B.B. Comer, Childersburg, and Fayetteville Athletics.
Cold and flu season is here, but Marble City Pharmacy in Sylacauga has you covered. From cough and cold medicine to fever relief, vitamins, and immune support, they have everything you need to feel better fast. Skip the lines and use their quick and convenient drive-through window to get in and out with ease. Friendly service, trusted care, and hometown convenience all in one place. Transfer your prescription to Marble City Pharmacy today. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life.
This is the Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one. Jeremy Lawn, Alex Bauman with you courtside. The Aggies holding on to a 31-17 lead. At the break, boy, Sylacauga up and down the floor they went. Got their lead up to 19. Elmore County went on a 7-0, and the Aggies scoring there with a Joshua Holtzclaw mid-range jumper. Before we went into the locker room, gets the lead back to 14. Alex, a dominant defensive performance. But Gage Davis and who are we looking at? Who's that?
Justice.
Asher Justice really keeping Elmore County in this basketball game.
They are. They've made a couple difficult shots. Gage Davis making the one read has kind of flung it over his shoulder over Eric O'Neill to get it to go. Sylacauga's given up not much easy on the defensive end of the basketball court to Elmore County. Offensively, though, have to get a guy in Josh Beer more involved for Sylacauga. Josh hasn't made a shot yet and has three assists, so he's getting the ball and passing it to the open players. I'd like to see him get on the point total, though.
C.J. Franklin with 8, Corbin with 9, Eric O'Neill leading all scorers with 10, Tristan with 2, Joshua with 2, and that's all the scoring for the Aggies. You're right, they didn't get Josh involved. He has 5 total rebounds in the first half. KT with 3 boards, 2 of those on the offensive glass. Ryan McMillan played about 3 minutes, able to pick up 2 rebounds for the Aggies, but on the other side, we knew coming into this game who would shoot it a lot. We knew Gage Davis would be the guy. Asher Justice can shoot it, and outside of those two, not much going on for Elmore County.
Not really. Sylacauga's done an outstanding job fronting their big guy down low, Holden Hines. Sylacauga faced that against Jemison. Jemison, their big thing was trying to get the ball to their big men down low, and Sylacauga fronted them, threw double teams at him if they caught the ball, and didn't let anything clean happen down low. That seems to be Elmore County's point of emphasis, is trying to get Holden Hines open down low, and Sylacauga's having none of it.
Aggies 6 for 14 from deep, Alex Bauman. 44.4% for the Aggies in this one. 42.9%. Sorry, looked at the wrong column. 43% from 3. Not too shabby for the good guys.
Not at all. And in the Sweet 16 last year against Selma, Sylacauga had one of their worst offensive halves of basketball, and it led to Selma getting out to a pretty decent lead on the Aggies. And in the second half, Jordan Roberson started firing some shots for the Aggies, getting them to fall, and got them back in that basketball game. Tonight, having the guys like C.J. Franklin, like Corbin, like Eric, who have been here before, been in this arena, seen the rim, shot the ball at these rims, are having these threes go down, and it's let Sylacauga be the team with the big lead rather than being the team down in this basketball game.
You mentioned Josh Spear, no points, but he does have 3 assists and 2 steals, so he is accounting for about 10 Aggie points. Those other 2 steals ended up coming to buckets on the other side. So Josh Spear, although not involved in the scoring column, has been very much involved in this game when he's been on the floor.
That's what you want to have. If your guy's not scoring points, go out there and do the dirty work for me. Go out there and get the loose balls, get the rebounds, find the open shooter since you're not open. And that's exactly what Josh Spear is doing today. There's no reason for Josh to try to force some stuff down low when he has guys like Corbin Patterson and Eric O'Neill nailing 3-pointers left and right.
Keys to the second half.
It would be to get Josh Spear more involved offensively, but don't force it. If this isn't Josh's game, which, you know, it might not be, don't force it. But my point of emphasis would be get a guy like Josh Spear more involved and continue to shoot the 3-ball. You're having success with it in the first half. Continue to do it in that second half. and let Elmore County have to battle back in this basketball game if they want to get in it.
We'll be back in 3 minutes with the second half. This has been the Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show. 31-17, your score at the break. We'll be back. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
I'm Chris Kane, and for our family here at Toyota of Sylacauga, it's about more than cars. It's about people. You'll find my wife, my kids, even my dog here some days, because this is where we've built something special. When you buy from us, you're not just getting a vehicle, you're becoming part of the family. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
When the temperature drops, your car feels it too. If your heat isn't blowing as warm as it should, or your engine's running hotter than normal, you could be low on coolant. Stop by Wright Tire and Service for a quick winter checkup. We'll inspect your coolant, tire pressure, battery, and wiper blades, all the things that keep you safe and comfortable in cold weather. Don't get caught unprepared this winter. Get it done the right way at Wright Tire and Service on West Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
Turn up your taste buds at La Costa Mexican Restaurant in downtown Sylacauga. The grill's hot and the flavors are bold. From sizzling fajitas and street-style tacos to creamy queso and fresh-made salsa. Bring the family, grab friends, or make it your lunch break. Portions are generous, prices friendly, and the service always welcoming. Step into a colorful, lively atmosphere and leave full and happy. La Costa Mexican Restaurant, downtown Sylacauga's spot for real flavor. Stop in and taste the fiesta.
At First Bank of Alabama, we're not just another financial institution. Hi, I'm Chad Jones, President and CEO of First Bank of Alabama. We're not just a bank. We're your neighbors. Our team lives and works right here in Alabama, so we understand what matters to you most. From flexible personal loans to innovative business solutions, we're committed to helping you achieve your dreams. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Start of the second half. Aggies leading at 31-17. They'll change sides of the floor. Elmore County now moving right to left. The Aggies left to right. Elmore County will have the basketball first. As both teams back out there, it'll be CJ, Eric, Josh, Tristan, and Corbin. Your right tire and service, five on the floor. 16 minutes separating the Aggies from another Elite Eight appearance here at the Acadome. We hedge a pass. Corbin Patterson's going to come up with a steal. Loose ball down on the floor. Corbin comes up with it, and then he threw it away, trying to get it off to C.J. Franklin.
Continuation of the first half for Sylacauga. The defensive intensity is so high right now for the Aggies.
Davis to inbound, gets it into Hines, who is taken over as the big man. Davis driving, kicking into the corner. Justice back to Davis. Corner three, no good. Eric with another rebound for the Aggies.
What a box out from Eric O'Neill. Has the high guy Hines on his back, is able to shove him out of the way.
Whetstone, corner three, went all the way down and popped out. Davis working on O'Neill, and a foul on Eric on the drive from Davis. I think Davis will be shooting two. Davis for two free throws. He'll get some sweat off the floor.
There definitely is some sweat on the floor with how hot it is in here.
It is about 85 degrees here in this place today.
Defense!
Now Davis to shoot two. Missed the first. How big would that three have been for Whetstone if that one dropped, went all the way down as that free throw rattles in. 31-18. A 13-point lead. The Aggies have led by as many as 19. Patterson, front court for the Aggies. On the right side of the floor in Cardinal and Black. Right side, O'Neal working the right wing, stopping, firing inside, threw it away as Josh goes down to the floor and he's laying on the baseline. That's a pass that didn't need to be made for O'Neal as Hines was covering Spear pretty well.
When you leave your feet as a passer, you either have to pass that ball, throw it away, or shoot the shot. Eric O'Neal left his feet with really one plan in mind, feed it to Josh Spear, and he wasn't open. He had to force it in there.
King trying to get it to Davis, and the Aggies didn't touch it. Out of bounds, Aggie basketball.
Exactly how you get it back. Eric O'Neal with the off-ball pressure forces that turnover.
31-18. Aggies looking for their first bucket in the first half. Second half. Franklin hopping to the left side of the floor, skipping it to Whetstone out beyond the arc. Whetstone calling for Franklin. Chest pass back to him. 6:13 to go in the third. Spear inside. Whetstone, they held him. They didn't blow the whistle, and it's a good thing because Whetstone gets an easy two out of it. Lead back to 15.
And another beautiful feed from Josh Spear. He found Whetstone earlier in the high post. There he finds him from the three-point line. Josh Spear might not be scoring, but he's putting on a beautiful passing display.
Davis takes a screen, drives into the chest of Spear, pulls it back off. Davis whipping around, and then a foul. And they got the foul on who? There's no shot. Foul was on the floor, and that is the second on Josh Spear in the game. Both fouls in this quarter called on the Aggies. Davis with the basketball. Elmore County trailing by 15. Good guys on top. 5:38 remaining, third quarter. Davis driving the baseline. Gets underneath, throws up a wild shot. A couple of those dropped for Elmore County in the first half. That one didn't as Hines knocks the rebound out of bounds. A clear height advantage from Hines, 6'7". Don't do it, Alex Bauman.
If David McCurley was here, he would do it.
Eric O'Neal making the catch. Getting it over to Franklin. CJ stopping, skipping, underneath. Josh layup, good.
There we go.
35-18, lead back to 17. We talked about it off the air. Hasn't been much of a flow for either side in this game. A lot of stoppages, turnovers, dead balls. Not due to referee foul calls. There just hasn't been a lot going on in this one. Going to the floor is Justice, keeping his dribble, getting back up with it. Way to save a possession for the Panthers. Davis beyond the arc. CJ knocked the pass out of bounds. Quick hands for Franklin. Clock stops at 4:45 to go in the third. 17-point Aggie lead, 35-18.
With Hines not having the game, I think Elmore County wanted him to have. A lot of the Panthers' offense right now is driving kicks.
Stolen by Franklin. Going up, CJ laying it in. Cutting underneath the defense. Elmore County. Timeout, Panthers. And we'll take one, too. Lead back to 19. We'll be back in 60 seconds. 37-18. Aggies lead it. 4:38 to go, third quarter.
Is chronic pain slowing you down? At Broadway Spinal Care, we offer shockwave therapy to target pain right at the source. This treatment helps break down scar tissue, improve circulation, and reduce inflammation. It's fast, non-invasive, and proven to help with stubborn issues like tendonitis, plantar fasciitis, and joint pain. Call Broadway Spinal Care today at 256-861-8546 to find out if shockwave therapy is right for you.
At Allen Brew Markets, we're proud to call this community home. Every day, we bring you great service, quality products, and the convenience you deserve. From morning coffee to late-night fill-ups, we're always here when you need us. Allen Brew Markets, your hometown convenience store, your hometown pride. And when it comes to serving our neighbors, we're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
central to you, central to your success. Central Alabama Community College, the official video live streaming sponsor of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Online at cacc.edu.
Back after the timeout, Elmore County on their side of the floor. Justice driving, spinning, he walked. Definitely walked, and we'll get it back. Aggies by 19. They've been able to re-extend this lead. Alex, what have you seen in the third quarter?
A lot of forcing turnovers on the Elmore County Panthers, not letting them get into a rhythm. And some great passing from Josh Beer.
Eric working it across. Patterson under pressure, giving it off to O'Neal. Faking O'Neal, thinking about a three. Firing a three. Burying a three is Eric O'Neal.
Why not? He's looking at that rim right now, and it's as big as the ocean.
40-18, Aggies by 22, midway through the third, and then a foul on the Aggies, another one on Spear. That's his third. You know, it's always easy to think the Aggies have a ton of athleticism if somebody gets in foul trouble, but Josh kind of plays with that big man mentality, even though he's not technically a big guy, plays the five for the Aggies. You can replace a lot of athleticism on the floor, but it's tough to replace what Josh Spear brings.
It really is hard to replace what Josh Spear does. He's probably about 6'6", but he plays like he's 6'6".
Wild shot, Elmore County, no good. Rebound by Patterson. He's going to race it ahead to beat the press. Patterson hopping in the air. Whetstone saving it. Off to Sylacauga's Kinson three. Now the Aggies slow it down with 3:45 to go in the third and a 22-point lead. Patterson driving, kicking. CJ bottom for three. Franklin, a Marble City Pharmacy three-pointer. And the Aggies lead it by 25.
I think any coach that has played Sylacauga this year will tell you if Sylacauga shoots the three ball as well as they shot it this afternoon, they are a very difficult team to beat.
King firing a three, rattles it home. They answer back. King has two field goals in the game. They're both three balls from about the same spot on the floor. 3 minutes to play. Aggies by 22 now. McMillan, who just checked in, wants a three. No good. And why is McMillan firing that one off? Covered. Not a great look for McMillan. Davis missed the shot. Offensive rebound, Elmore County. King hopping in the air, firing it off to Justice. He'll drive, he'll shoot, and they'll bail him out with a foul as McMillan will send him to the line. I wouldn't be surprised if Coach Jones or Coach Patterson had a word with McMillan when he comes off the floor about that three attempt.
Yeah, I would. Sarai McMillan has been playing some good basketball for Sylacauga. Was one of their better players in the area tournament. There he has the 6'7 Hines running at him, and he had C.J. Franklin wide open in a corner. A
couple of new faces coming in for the Panthers. Aldridge, one of those. Second free throw, made the first, missed the second. Aggies by 21, a 4-0 run for Elmore County with 2:34 to go in the third. CJ passed the defense. Off to Patterson for three. Corbin, well short. Boy, the clock is our best friend. And that was a deep three attempt for Patterson, who gets Elmore County back in on the other floor quickly. Here's Davis, and he's fouled on the floor on the pass, but it won't matter. Davis will shoot two.
Put him in on the baseline.
That is the fifth foul. They should be shooting two, and they will be. Davis to the stripe. No fouls on Elmore County this quarter. Five on the Aggies. Davis to shoot two. The first up and good. Lead down to 20. And Elmore County's on a 6-0 run. Back down to 19, which is their largest lead of the first half. Franklin on the right wing, 2:04 to go in the third. They'll come out to guard him. Franklin working on the defender. Gets past the defender. Goes underneath. Got hit.
Wow.
No whistle.
That's bad. On the other end, if you're going to call what you're calling, then C.J. Franklin hammer driving to the basket. I like some calls both ways.
Underneath, Davis spinning, stuck with it. Three ball for the Wild, Panthers, no good. It's McMillan working it across. Well, they called a backcourt, but the ball never crossed. The ball never crossed midcourt, and Coach Jones going to get a timeout, and we'll take one with him. 43-24, 19-point Aggie lead. Minute 29 to go in the third.
At Allen Brew Markets, we're proud to call this community home. Every day, we bring you great service, quality products, and the convenience you deserve. From morning coffee to late-night fill-ups, we're always here when you need us. Allen Brew Markets, your hometown convenience store, your hometown pride. And when it comes to serving our neighbors, we're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is driven by Wright Tire and Service. Drive smoothly on the right tires and keep your ride in mint condition with the right parts. Wright Tire and Service on West Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
Back after an Aggie timeout and an Aggie turnover. Sylacauga is going to keep the five on the floor. McMillan, three. Whetstone, Patterson, and C.J. Franklin. Underneath, blocked by KT, put back by Hines, and then a foul on McMillan will send them to the stripe.
See, I just want to see some consistency from the referees. Same thing that happened to C.J. Franklin happened to Hines. Hines gets the whistle, C.J. doesn't.
No fouls on Elmore County in the quarter. Now six on the Aggies in the quarter. Hines missed the first. McMillan out. Trey Wright in.
Hey, we all need that.
Maybe not the best 3 or 4 minute sequence for Sir Ryan as he checks out of the game, who has been playing great basketball as of late. Rebound tapped out. Controlled by KT. They missed them both. A 19-point lead with a minute 13 to go. No reason to be in a hurry if you're Sylacauga here. Patterson to Franklin. CJ dribbling with 105 to go. Corbin going away from the screen, underneath the bucket. Patterson trying to whip it around. It gets thrown into the stands by Elmore County. So it'll stay with Sylacauga with 54 seconds to go. We'll inbound from the corner. CJ gets it in to Tristan, handing it back to Franklin. Franklin down the lane, fouled, and this time CJ going to the line.
There you go. Not a lot happening offensively for Sylacauga late in this quarter. C.J. Franklin, being the guy he's been for Sylacauga all season long, forces the issue and forces the ref to blow the whistle.
Franklin good on the first. 3 for 3 from the free throw line is C.J. Excuse me, 2 for 3 is Franklin. Now 3 for 4. Davis at the top for Elmore County. Driving past the defender. Got stopped. Got away with a walk. Now Justice for three. Knocks it down.
All it is for Elmore County is drive and kick. Drive and kick. That's been their offense this entire second half.
45-27. Aggies lead it by 18. 20 seconds to go. Holding is Patterson. Over to Franklin. CJ with 10, with 9. The Aggies may get the final shot. It's Patterson working, looking with 5, with 4. Patterson stopping, shooting, side of the rim, no, put back, not in time. And we'll go to the fourth quarter with an 18-point lead. 45-27 your score. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
A new year brings a fresh start, and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is here to help you begin 2026 on strong financial footing. Whether your goal is building savings, paying down debt, improving your credit, or planning for what's ahead, Coosa Pines offers tools designed to meet you where you are. From savings accounts and certificates to low-interest loan options, members can move forward with confidence. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Number one in customer satisfaction among insurance providers 5 years in a row. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. The official insurance agent of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Start of the fourth quarter. Alex, Aggies with an 18-point lead. How do they close this one out?
Do what you've done the past three quarters. Defensive intensity and patience on offense. No reason to rush shots on that offensive side of the basketball court.
Aggies with the basketball to start the fourth. CJ circles across the floor from right to left. Spear trying to get it inside and started off this quarter with a turnover. And then Elmore County wisely saving it, throwing it off the Aggies on the baseline. Well, Seth McGee keeping it alive for the Panthers. Underneath McGee, trying to get around Spear. Whetstone took it away. Jumping the pass in lane was Tristan. And the Aggies steal it right back, leading by 18. Patterson driving, stopping. Off to Franklin. Into the corner to Jeshua, who's back in the game. He'll fire a two. Holtzclaw missed that one. And the rebound by Gates Davis again.
Loving the confidence from Jeshua Holtzclaw, though. Second time he's come in, and on the first offensive possession, been able to shoot an open jumper.
Davis stuck underneath, fires one off the window. Tried to chase his own miss, he couldn't. CJ picks it up on the baseline, off to Corbin, and the Aggies moving left to right in red. Corbin around King, weaves in and out of traffic. Franklin stepping by the defense, and Franklin traveled.
Yep.
Ooh. Two turnovers to start the fourth quarter. It's really the only thing that can leave Elmore County even remotely hanging in is the Aggies just turning it over. Three ball, Wildcats, no. That was Wes King, who was 2 for 2 from deep before that one. A timeout called by Coach Jones. I kind of like it. The Aggies have been stale on offense, Alex, for about 5 minutes of game time. Not doing much. They'll take a full timeout. Let's stay here. It's 45-27, 6.5 minutes to go. No shot clock. The Aggies could milk this game away, but I do know they still want to see some offensive rhythm down the stretch.
Yeah, it's taken a long time to get off into offensive sets for Coach Jones. Of course you want to burn as much clock as you can. It's like in football when you have a big lead. You want to run the ball and chew the clock. In this type of environment, though, you still want to get your offense flowing because you're only up 18 points, even with 6 minutes left. We saw Clay Central earlier. Marbury's up pretty big on them, and Clay Central's able to eat into the lead and make it a game. Sylacauga can't let Elmore County do that.
Yeah, it was a 20-point game. Clay Central was able to get it back down to 10 at one point before Marbury ended up going to the free throw line. The winner of this game does play the Marbury Bulldogs, a much improved basketball team with a ton of size. Aggie coaching staff was behind us in the stands watching the second half of that game. But an 18-point lead for the Aggies with 6:32 to go. That game would be Tuesday at 2:15 here at Alabama State. Eric O'Neill to inbound, gets it into Franklin in the backcourt. CJ working on Davis, whipping it to Whetstone. Open three, Tristan, no. Rebound down on the floor, picked up by Elmore County. Here's Justice on the drive. In the air. Josh had to give way because he has those three fouls, and Elmore County gets the lead down to 16 with 6:08 to go.
Elmore County gets the two-point basket. How about Joshua Holt's call, though? 3-on-1, and Joshua's able to stop the fast break.
Here goes Whetstone to the stripe after he gets fouled on the drive. Got the foul on 24, DeMarcus Rogers. Tristan to shoot two at the Coosa Valley Medical Center. Free throw line, and he hits the first. Aiden Hubbard will check in for Holtzclaw. Whetstone, 2 for 2, who we asked the team at Wharf Casual Seafood the other night who the best free throw shooter on the team is. They all said Tristan. He's pretty steady there.
It's crazy because Tristan Whetstone, not known to go to the free throw line as much as other guys on the basketball team. I'd like to see Tristan Whetstone get more aggressive then if he's the best free throw shooter.
Davis, who's tried to do everything for Elmore County, misses that shot. Long rebound, tapped out. Spear has it. Josh going to run ahead into the corner to Corbin. Firing a two. Patterson knocked it down. That's one of those where if you make it, you love it. If you miss it, you're absolutely furious if you're Coach Jones.
Absolutely. Corbin Patterson's done that a few times this year.
Davis rolling off the screen, firing a three. Long rebound to Justice in Elmore County. He'll spin on Franklin. He'll shoot, and the foul, and the bucket. Aggies just got the lead back to 21. Now it's back down to 19. Justice finishes off the three-point play. Aggies work it back and forth across the floor into the front court. Hubbard for two! Got it! 52-32. As Hubbard got lost behind the defense.
And what a feed to find him under the basket. Hayden Hubbard wide open. That's a layup line shot.
That's the most famous yet.
Davis attacking, shooting, air ball, tapped, controlled. CJ front court going up. Franklin hit from behind. And Franklin will have two coming his way. They don't talk about this. They're going to say it wasn't an intentional foul. Because we know where Franklin was going with that one.
Every time he gets on the fast break and it's him in the basket all by himself, I think he's looking for is to slam that thing home.
CJ, good. 4 for 5 from the stripe is Franklin. That foul was on McGee. 21-point lead with 4:46 to go. CJ got the second. Fifty-four, 32. Your score. The Aggies kind of starting to feel it as Davis missed everything. It was saved, and Elmore County gets it back. But Davis taking a high screen is Davis. Driving, flipping it up with a left, missed the shot. Offensive rebound. Justice had it knocked out of his hands, able to corral it. Stuck with it in the corner. King looking, spinning, nowhere to go. Overhead feed finds Davis out beyond the arc. The Aggies perfectly fine with this. About a 60-second possession on this end of the floor for Elmore County. McGee driving, shooting, and scoring. On a run to the rim from the right side. Midway through the fourth now, 3:50 to go. Aggies by 20. Corbin trying to get it off inside. Oh, it was touched last by Elmore County. We'll keep it on that side. Silicaga ball, although Elmore County was lining up to put it in. CJ, look, skips it into Eric. Gets a defender in the air, poked away from behind. McGee working it across, and a foul on Hubbard. A little push up the floor. 3:38 to go. Davis to put it in on the sideline. Gets it into King. Now it's McGee. King, tough two. Great defense from Spear, even with those three fouls. Missed everything on the shot. Maggie's going slow with it with 3.5 to play. Jace Welch on the floor for the Aggies. It's Eric O'Neill working on a 5-second count. Eric cuts the lane, gives it off to Patterson, pulls it back off with 3 minutes to play. Patterson tapped from behind, another turnover. It was McGee again. Justice on the drive. It should have been a charge. They let it go, and the Aggies get the rebound. Out in front, Franklin going up. Franklin lost it on the way up. Man. Oh, that one would have put an exclamation point on this game. You know CJ's wanting it.
His eyes get real big when he sees that rim, and it's just him and that rim.
Here's CJ running it ahead and fouled on the drive by Davis. Almost got him one again. 54-34. Good guys by 20. Only the third foul here in the fourth quarter on Elmore County. CJ gets it into Spear, and one. Josh Spear with the bucket. And he'll go to the line for one more. Trey Wright coming in, Patterson coming out. Moments away from a regional final. Aggies looking to close things out here at Alabama State. Spear knocks down the free throw. Maybe the Aggies needed to get out of Douglas Martin Court to see the free throw shot better. Yeah. They have been really good today with Elmore County. Calling a timeout. We'll take 1-2, 57-34. Aggies lead it. 2:34 to go in the fourth quarter.
Searching for insurance that fits seamlessly into your life? Look no further than State Farm agent Albia Steers in Sylacauga. Whether it's safeguarding your car, home, or family's future, Albia and his team are here to provide customized coverage options that suit your lifestyle. With a focus on exceptional customer service and local expertise, Albia Steers ensures you're fully protected when it matters most. Experience the peace of mind that comes with a trusted local agent. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. Call or click for a quote today.
Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, the official HVAC provider of the Aggie Sports Network. Jeremy Law and Alex Bauman with you. 2:34 to go from an Elite Eight appearance. Good guys by 23, Alex Bauman.
Been all Sylacauga since the jump. The defensive intensity, the offensive success for the Aggies from the three-point line.
Jaden Sanders in the game. He was crowned funniest guy on the team Tuesday night at Wharf Casual Seafood.
Got some good jokes. They had to get him on the next one.
Three ball, Elmore County, no. Rebound, tapped up and out of bounds. Sylacauga ball with 2:19 to play. What a run for Elmore County. They had to win the area. They had to win an area game, which they did not do in the regular season. They won the area tournament. Sanders! Three off the window.
Man, Jay Sanders sized up his guy and drained it in his face.
Wow. 60-34, and then a foul away from the ball on Jace Welch. CJ will come back in. Jaden Sanders coming back out. I don't think Jaden got back on defense the way the coaching staff had wanted to, so his time is short-lived on the floor after knocking down that three. He knew it, too. He knew it. He knew he was coming out. CJ with the steal. On the drive, Franklin on top of Rogers, laying it in.
There's no stopping CJ Franklin when he gets ahead of steam down court. He's so fast, and then when he gets to that free throw line, he slams on the brakes and gets so creative getting to the rim.
Aggies by 28. Rogers, no. Rebound, O'Neal. CJ will work it ahead with 90 seconds to go. CJ to Jace. Sanders shooting. Sanders, tough miss with 80 seconds to go. Welch missed that one. And then able to almost come up with a steal on the other side. It'll be the Aggies in Marbury right here, Tuesday at 2:15. On the Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics. Three ball, missed. Rogers put back, good. 60 seconds to go. CJ into the front court with a 26-point lead. Here's Welch, blocked by Rogers. Saved by Elmore County.
What up, dog? What up, brother?
On the drive, Elmore County. Underneath, it was Brooks. Out beyond the arc, now to the top, with 30 seconds to go. A foul on the shot will send Michael Kelly to the stripe with 23.7 on the clock. I got to give a hats off to two of my friends, the coaches for Elmore County, Nathan Taylor, Will Venable. They coached their tails off in this one. The Aggies outplayed the Wildcats, but it wasn't for a lack of hustle or physicality for Elmore County.
You have to tip the cap to Elmore County, especially the way they got to this point, having not won a regular season area game, then winning both area tournament games, being the area champions, and getting to the Sweet 16. That's nothing short of great for that program.
Sylacauga in the front court with 15 seconds to go. Welch driving, going to the floor. Loose ball on the floor, out of bounds. And it'll be Elmore County basketball with 6.9 to go. Panthers put it in with three, with two, blocked at the buzzer. And the Aggies go from sweet to elite as we will be in the regional finals here on Tuesday afternoon against the Marbury Bulldogs. 62-37, your final score. We'll be back in 60 seconds with the Star Physical Therapy post-game show.
First Bank of Alabama, we're not just another financial institution. Hi, I'm Chad Jones, President and CEO of First Bank of Alabama. We're not just a bank. We're your neighbors. Our team lives and works right here in Alabama, so we understand what matters to you most. From flexible personal loans to innovative business solutions, we're committed to helping you achieve your dreams. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
cold weather rolls into Alabama, make sure your home is ready with a reliable American Standard heating system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Sleeping Giant's team of professionals will keep your home warm, efficient, and comfortable all season long. Whether it's a routine tune-up or a complete system upgrade, Sleeping Giant will help you rest easy, knowing your home's in good hands. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Online at sleepinggiantair.com.
This is the Star Physical Therapy post-game show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Star Physical Therapy post-game show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one. We got to be quick, Alex Bauman. There's other radio stations that need to sit where we are to broadcast the next game. A 62-37 win, a 25-point win in the Sweet 16 as the Aggies prevail over Elmore County.
The Aggies, as soon as the ball tipped off, the Aggies from the three-point line had a lot of confidence. Having shot in this gym last year, all the players that started the game had. They came out shooting the ball with confidence, and they finished the game shooting the ball with confidence. C.J. Franklin, after a quiet first quarter, really helped these Aggies get to that win.
Break down the scoring for the Aggies in this one. Again, 62-37. The Aggies dominate Elmore County. They'll play here at 2:15 on Tuesday. With a big win, the Aggies in that game would advance to their second consecutive Final Four. A lot of players to key in on this one. Corbin Patterson got us started from deep. Eric O'Neill followed it up, and C.J. Franklin really offensively and defensively continued to do what he did all season.
Yeah, Corbin and Eric kind of started us off, and C.J. Franklin put the finishing touches on the basketball game. C.J. Franklin finished with 20. Corbin Patterson finished with 11. Eric O'Neill with 11 as well.
Wow, what a win for the Aggies. 62-37 here at Alabama State, as that will wrap up today's Star Physical Therapy post-game show. From Jeremy Law and Alex Bauman, this has been a product of Radio Alabama and Silicaga Athletics. Thanks for listening and watching.